Time now for the Morning Munch, our morning devotional, and all week long, we've had folks in from Emmanuel Christian School, and this morning we have Dave Rainier.
Sure.
Did I get that right?
It's Rainier.
Rainier. Yeah. Rainier. Okay.
That's close. Good.
All right, Dave, what have you got for us this morning?
I'm going to read to you from Mark 2 this morning and start in verse 3. Just a little background. Jesus was at his hometown and was doing some teaching. And he said, and they came, bringing him a paralytic carried by four men. And when they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And when they had made an opening, they let down the bed on which their paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there questioning in their hearts, why does this man speak like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? And immediately Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they thus questioned within themselves, he said to them, "Why do you question these things in your heart? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And he rose and immediately picked up his bed and went out before them, so that they were all amazed, glorifying God, saying, "We never saw anything like this before." I guess the question I have for everybody who's listening is why did they bring the paralytic to Jesus? Obviously, it's because they had seen other works that Christ had done. And he had extraordinary friends. And the first thing that Jesus says is he saw their faith. And I take that to believe that it wasn't just the faith of the man, but it was the faith of the friends. And the friends brought him because he had an obvious need, and that was being paralyzed. But Jesus went to his first and most important need, and that was his sin. And that's amazing to me, because a lot of times in our daily walk, we look at what we think is the most or the greatest need that somebody has, and Jesus always goes to the greatest need. And all of our greatest needs are that we sin, and our sin separates us from God. So he looked on the faith of the friends, and he took care of the greatest need first. I guess the question is, what kind of friend do you have around you, and what kind of friend are you to others? The paralytic's friends were great friends because they took him to where he could get his greatest help, and then Jesus was the best friend because he took care of their greatest need. So do you have those friends around you, and what kind of friend are you to others? Do you care about the greatest needs that people have? Guys have been talking about bringing your Bible to school today. All of us are surrounded by people who are unbelievers. Do we have their greatest need in mind when we're talking to them, or do we just want to make things feel good today or right now? It's a thought. It's a provoking thought. The Lord's used it in my heart and wanted to share that with you this morning.
All right. Great word. Thank you. Can you pray for us?
Sure. Love to. Father, I want to thank you for your word and for Christ and for the fact that those of us who trust in you as our Savior have had our greatest need taken care of. It doesn't mean that we go through life without sinning. It does mean that you've taken care of that, and that we should be grateful and thankful and seek to honor you with our lives. We're grateful for the opportunity to share this morning on Yes FM, and pray that you would help this ministry and also the ministry at Emmanuel Christian to thrive, because we want to do it for you. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Dave Rainier from Emmanuel Christian School. Tell us, what do you do there at Emmanuel Christian School?
Well, now I'm the upper school principal. This has been my fourth year as the upper school principal, but I've been at Emmanuel. This is my 38th year.
Wow.
So I started as a phys ed teacher. I taught history. I was the athletic director for 20 years, and I coached varsity basketball for 28. So 4 years ago, I got involved in administration. I love it. It's different, but it was a good time for transition. The Lord's used it. We're growing. That's been a fun thing. So my responsibilities are over the 7th through 12th grade.
Yes, you got the tough one. But though,
I don't think I would trade with Jen or Terrence. Yeah. They've got their end, and I'll take mine.
Yeah, you got those exciting years where you get to really see them.
Yeah,
flourish.
So it's a great ministry. Love it. I graduated from there a long time ago, and I get to do my dream job.
I want to ask you when you graduated, but I'll ask you, how long has Emmanuel Christian School been in Toledo?
So this is our 54th year.
Wow.
Of existence, and like I said, I went there from 7th grade to 12th grade. I'll tell you, I graduated in 79, so that was a long time ago.
Yes.
I'm older than dirt.
Hey, that makes me a year older than you. Wait, no, you're younger. You're younger than you.
There okay. You go.
Phew, I'm not dirt yet. You used to be athletic director. Tell us about what sports that they have at Emmanuel Christian.
So we have in the fall golf, cross country. We offer volleyball. We've had soccer in the past and look to have that again in the future. Basketball during the winter, both girls and guys, and then baseball, softball, and track in the spring.
And so, who are some of the other schools that you play?
We're in the Toledo Area Athletic Conference with Toledo Christian, Ottawa Hills, Maumee Valley, Northwood, and Cardinal Stritch.
All right. I imagine the battle is intense against Toledo Christian.
They're brothers in Christ, but they're opponents on the court and field, and so we enjoy competition.
All right.
I always tell the kids if you know your opponents are your opponents, they're not your enemies. If you don't have opponents, you can't play. So it's great.
Very good. And if there's a family out there that is interested in Emmanuel Christian School,
www.ecstoledo.org, or you can call 419-885-3558. Our admissions department is awesome. They're ready to serve. We have Welcome Wednesdays on during the week where you can come in on a Wednesday morning and just get a tour unannounced. You can also call for tours if Wednesday doesn't work for you. But we're constantly bringing the kids through school. We've grown from most of the years that I've been at school, 400 was a good number for us. But a few years ago, we were 470, last year 570, this year we're over 600. We're really excited about the growth, about the opportunity that we have to partner with parents and assist families by providing students with godly loving training that disciples them to exemplify Christ, make biblically based decisions, and attain academic excellence.
And what's the curriculum like for your group, 7th through 12th?
So we have, we're college, we all have an honors program that is more classical learning. And so we have some kids that are on that track, and then other kids who are on the normal track of trying to get their way to college and things. So it's been great.
And is there a website people can go to for more information?
Yep, ecstoledo.org.
ecstoledo.org.
Yep.
All right, appreciate your word this morning and coming in, and everybody this week from Emmanuel Christian School.
Thanks. Thank you. Get to see the big guy tomorrow.
Uh-oh. We better behave. All right. Well, thank you so much. That is Dave Rainier from Emmanuel Christian School.